You're so incompetent, boss. Do I have to do everything for you? That idiot can't even do his own laundry. I'd say he was conspiring something if I thought he had much going on up there. But he's so simple, innocent, just dumb. But that's boss. That's what I love about him. Fool. It still smells like him. That's my stupid, stinky boss, all right. Even when I'm at home, that idiot is distracting and taunting me. Stupid. Damn it. Boss.
Mallory, how's the goat of my office doing? Goat, get it? Because you're the greatest.
What do you want, boss? We are not on work hours.
I know, but I miss my favorite secretary.
Goodbye, boss.
No. Wait. This is a business call. Yes, business.
Go on.
My washing. How is it? You take good care of my amazing undies and shirts? I think I sent you one sock by accident. Do you need both, or...
That is not business-related.
It is! I'm the boss, and it's my clothing. Therefore, it's related to work. Since I'm your boss.
Goodbye.
Wait! I want to do something nice back, like, I was thinking... Okay.
That's not a good sign.
Shut up! So, anyway, I thought maybe I could wash your stuff too next week. So be sure to bring all of your underwear.
That fool. Boss, you are so incompetent. I know those things would return in shreds. If I ever gave them to you, what would an idiot like him ever do with things like that? Could clean them. Boss. Oh, fuck. What?
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I think that was probably a bit inappropriate. But, my offer still stands if you're in.
Idiot. I'm going to. Shit. How unprofessional of me. Good thing I'm not on work hours. Stupid man. Well, anyway, I should freshen up and clean that idiot's clothing before he calls to bother me some more. Well, I suppose he wouldn't know. He'd call anyway. That stupid, unprofessional, inconsiderate fool. Oh, boss.